Do I notice a difference in personality? Yes. I think, and I don't want to generalize it because it's everyone's different, right? But of course, growing up in the United States and the schools in the United States, they really enforce being independent and standing up for yourself and doing you. And I think like so Filipino Americans are more outspoken and are more independent. And I was kind of in the middle, like I mentioned before, so it was hard for me because I would stand up for myself, but my parents saw it as answering back and being disrespectful because you don't do that as a Filipino immigrant. So that's what I noticed about Filipino Americans. I also noticed in San Diego, I'm just going to say San Diego, Filipino Americans in San Diego, they were all about brand names and who had the better car and outdoing each other. So it's very competitive. Like, they were all about that. So, and then the Filipino immigrants that I experienced, they're more reserved. And usually what I notice is Filipino immigrants will stick with each other and Filipino Americans will stick with each other. Gangs were a big thing in San Diego during the time that I was, when I first moved here and growing up. So there would be gangs, but there would be the Phil M gangs, and then there would be the Filipino immigrant gangs, because there was always like conflict between the two. Let me think what else. Filipino Americans usually don't speak the language. And Filipinos immigrants, of course, they do. Filipino immigrants usually make an effort to go to the Philippines and visit because they miss their home, and I know Filipino Americans are fine with the U.S. And it also is based on who considers themselves Filipino Americans, because some people who immigrate here start to feel like they're Filipino Americans, but they still want to go home. So that's why it's hard for me to kind of say what the difference is. But those are some of the stereotypes or things that I noticed in the field, in San Diego.